Joining us is Corey Marks, coming to town along with Aaron Pritchett and Matt Lang. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Really looking forward to getting back in that city and have some fun on that Liquored Up tour with Aaron Pritchett and Matt Lang.
Well, and hopefully it'll be warmer. Now, where are you at right now?
I'm currently in Ottawa right now. We traveled here late last night for some work stuff and some family stuff. So I'm here for a couple days.
I look at it, this is like pretty much it for family time, because coming up just in a week or so here, you're hitting the road for almost a month. What do you got, like 30 dates in just over a month? What do you pack for that?
it's gonna be crazy, and so good to be back out on the road with Aaron. I mean, you know, I was out with him across Canada for I believe it was 25 or 26 dates in 2015 or 16 on the Outlaws and Outsiders tour, and hard to believe it's 8 years later I'm crossing Canada again, but this time for 32 dates with Aaron Pritchett and Matt Lang. But when it comes to packing, I always tend to overpack. I will pack, you know, X amount of jeans and shirts, and I'll only wear two or three of them the whole tour. So I have a bad habit of doing that. So I'm going to make this a different kind of year for me, pun intended, of course, in a new single.
Yeah.
But to try to get everything in one bag and maybe just do laundry every few days and not pack as much crap that I know I'm not going to wear.
Now, with the new tune, Different Kind of Year, let's face it, I mean, I guess we could call you like a kind of a multi-genre guy. This is very decidedly country song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's you know what I've been saying lately? It's truly just a country song for country people. And, you know, as you know, I grew up on the rock side and the countryside, from Merle Haggard all the way to Ozzy Osbourne and Five Finger Death Punch and all that kind of stuff. So the cool thing about this whole multi-genre thing, you know, Outlaws and Outsiders that went to radio in 2020,
yep,
made me the first male Canadian country artist to ever have a top 10 status at U.S. rock radio. So I'm hoping this is going to be a special one for country radio here in Canada, and maybe get my first Canadian country hit with this one. So it's a special song to me. And again, it's just a song about, you know, reconnecting with the ones that you love, your friends, your family, and really just making this a different kind of year and in the best way possible for you here in 2024. And so that's why we wanted to release it early on and right before this this Cross Canada tour.
Well, I have to tell you, first time I heard A Different Kind of Year, I said, this is the song that Corey needs right now.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, Matty. And, you know, it's an upbeat. Hey, man, I have the word radio in it.
That's true.
And it's an upbeat, and it really. Thanks to Kevin Churko, my producer on this one. You know, he really loved this song. And being a huge rock producer that he is, I mean, obviously working back with Shania Twain and Mutt Lang on the Up album, and having his own country band earlier on in his playing career too. We both were very, very much into the rock world, but also love and appreciate the country world and huge fans of it too. So this is one of those tracks that were clearly on the country side of things for me, and one I'm really proud of, and one I think that a lot of the country radio listeners or country music listeners can most definitely relate to.
Corey Marks is along with us. And Corey, I want to go back a little bit. Well known that you at one point wanted to become a fighter pilot. What ended up steering you away from that?
Well, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I was just fascinated with airplanes and air shows. And, you know, I had a great mentor when I was a kid who was a snowbird pilot, well, CF-18 pilot. He was one of the Desert Cats, which was a pilot that fought in the Gulf War back in the early 90s, and became a CF-5 Freedom Fighter demo pilot in the early 90s. And then I met him in 1998 when he came to my hometown in North Bay, the Snowbirds. He was a lead solo that year. And for me, at the age of 8 or 9 years old, seeing that name on the table, Captain Marcus John Boy Walton, Snowbird number 8 from North Bay, Ontario, just made me realize that even from a small town, no matter what you want to do or where you want to go, and no matter where you're from, if you dream big and work hard enough, you could achieve those goals and achieve those big dreams. So that it was just a huge motivation for me. And again, just my passion about it and the drive that I had. I just something I always wanted to do. I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. You know, until you get up to pulling five, six plus G's, then it's not as cool anymore because it kind of hurts flying in those kinds of airplanes. But, you know, as a private pilot now myself, you know, I get to fly quite a bit and always the thing about aviation and you know, wanting to be a pilot or being a pilot, you're always learning something. So you can't ever be too steady. So you're always learning. You're always trying to do better and be better. There's never a perfect flight. And that's something I learned from even the best of the best, like the Snowbirds, our Canadian Top Guns. So you always got to drive to do better. And that's kind of what I take in my music and in this music industry is no matter how good something's doing, try to beat it on the next one.
That is an amazing outlook. That is awesome, man. I just want to talk one quick bit again about the tour. It's you, Matt Lang, Aaron Pritchett. It's the Liquored Up Tour. Tell us about the tour itself. We go to the show. What are we experiencing?
Well, I'm going to tell you, based on talking to Aaron, we'll have some rehearsals here in Calgary next week, starting on the 25th and the 26th, right before the first show on the 27th. And I really do believe it's going to be a show, a club show like no other. You haven't seen it here, especially here in Canada. On the country side of things, I mean, you know, you have the, in my opinion, a Canadian country music icon and legend, and Aaron Pritchett, who's been around for 25 years, hit after hit. You have the French Canadian 90s country boy in Matt Lang, who's just been doing some huge things over the last couple years, and since then, you know, we've become really good friends, and we're going to be the only French speaking ones on the tour, so that should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, you got me, the Haggard to Ozzy Osbourne country rocker. You know, doing things over in the U.S. and Europe, and of course here in Canada, and I'm happy to be back. So it's going to be a show full of fun, uplifting energy, and we got some really cool things planned out for this run, and I'm excited to be back on the road with Aaron and his amazing crew, and to take Matt Lang along with us. It's going to be one hell of a show, and I know people are going to love it, so I hope people get these tickets and sell all these places out, and we just have a one liquored up party and a good time.
Corey Marks, man, we are so looking forward to you coming to town. Thank you so much for your time today, and going to see you in a few weeks.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to being back, and you betcha, we'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you so much.